At the beginning of this year, I'm sure you sat down at some point to think about your goals and what you wanted to achieve for this year. And if you were honest with me, I want to see if this is where you're at now. Every Sunday, you go to bed with this grand plan of action for the week. You are going to go to the gym, meditate, work on your goals, take that action step that you've been putting off. Yet, every single Friday rolls around, and you are crawling to the end of the week, having self-sabotaged your efforts through procrastination, self-doubt, overthinking it, and doing everything for everyone around you. If you're really honest, this is why. When you write down your goals, you don't believe that you are the person who deserves to achieve them. You doubt yourself. You lack the self-worth that you deserve to have. You question, is it for me? Is a life this good for someone like me? You feel so far away from the life that you want to live, and so you get disheartened and you want to give up. There's a voice in your head that is mean, that is critical, that is saying maybe it's not possible for you. If this is where you're at, if you're stuck in a frustrating all or nothing cycle when it comes to goals, when it comes to manifestation, if you are feeling confused and conflicted on what to do next, if you are putting pressure on yourself, rushing around every single day, never giving yourself space for the growth, for the rest, for the self-care, for the deep inner work that you deserve. If you have big dreams and it seems like nothing is happening and nothing is working, I need you to know that there is another way. And 2024 gets to be the year you make it. Next Level You is now open for enrollment. This is my signature group program for ambitious women ready to step into the woman they're here to be, so they can manifest a life even better than their vision board. It's a 10-week group that you get lifetime access to. So it's a 10-week transformational journey and an investment of a lifetime in yourself, because you get to come back every single round. Every single thing I know about mindset work and manifestation is inside of this program, but I've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to spend hours trawling through the internet trying to find this information. You don't have to be scrolling through your phone feeling confused as fuck because you're getting conflicting information. And you don't have to stay stuck in that cycle of having all this self-awareness, reading all these books, listening to all these podcasts, yet not actually getting any results in your life from personal development work. This program is designed to be a journey and an experience for you, where my toolkit that I share with private one-to-one clients is available here for you. So if you are interested in signing up, this is now the last week that you can join us before doors close on Friday, the 15th of December. And please check out the show notes if you're interested, if you are feeling the pull to join. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row, the information you need, because I don't want you to miss out. You could be in a completely different place with your goals by March, in 3 months' time. Where do you want to be by March? How do you want to feel? How could you feel if you receive this support? So check out the show notes. And we will, without further ado, dive into today's episode. And today's episode is the last episode of 2023. And so it makes perfect sense for me to talk about how to transform your life and manifest your desires in 2024. I want to share with you the number one thing that I want you to focus on if you are ready to attract more blessings, opportunities, goals, achievements, success, abundance, love, health, all the fucking good things that you deserve in life. If you want to attract more, if you want to manifest more, if you want to achieve the dreams that are on your vision board, this is the number one thing that I want you to focus on. And this one thing alone could change your entire life. The thing is allowing yourself to receive. Receiving is such a potent, powerful energy for manifesting anything. And when we think of receiving, we might think of like gifts, you know, being spoiled by a partner. But you can tap into the energy of receiving in every area of your life. And I truly believe that how you receive in one area will show a mirror, hold up a mirror to the results that you're getting in other areas. There's a correlation between a woman who does not allow herself to receive and a woman who is stuck making barely any progress with her goals. Because how you receive is how you attract. It's called the law of attraction. And in that energy of magnetic attraction, imagine the magnet, you know, it doesn't have to try to attract something. It just happens because it is magnetic. That's how it works. When you're in that energy of receiving, when you are allowing yourself to receive, you are that magnetic energy. And so let's go into some examples, because your relationship to receiving is telling me a lot about your results or lack of results. I'm going to go with the most obvious one to kick us off, because like I said, when you think of receiving, most people think of being spoiled, like gifts by a partner. So many women listening to this podcast, and maybe this is you, you do not allow yourself to receive from your partner. You do not allow yourself to be looked after or to have favors done for you. You maybe don't allow yourself to ask for help from your partner, from your family. You like default to, I'll just do it myself. And in doing that, don't allow yourself to receive support. Maybe when you're in bed, you're not allowing yourself to receive the level of time, pleasure, touch that you truly desire. Maybe you're rushing. Maybe you're in your head feeling like you're taking too long. And that's, again, you not allowing yourself to receive. It's not you allowing yourself to receive the dedication, the time, the loving care that your partner is giving to you in that moment. Maybe in work, you're not allowing yourself to receive help from your team. There might be people in your team, it might be your boss or whoever is delegating work. Instead of asking for help, or instead of saying, can I have some support in order to make that happen? You are just saying yes and piling up your own plate full of stuff that you need to do, full of deadlines, full of all these urgent things that other people have asked you to do urgently, because everything is fucking urgent these days, isn't it? Even though that clearly means that nothing is urgent. you're taking on, right, other people's urgency, other people's like last minute, oh, can you just do this? Can you just do this? You're not allowing yourself to receive the level of support that you deserve with that. And that could be through boundaries. It could be through, yes, I'm happy to help you with that, but how can you help me make that happen? This is something I need you to go and delegate to someone else then. Maybe you're not asking for that pay rise that you know you deserve, or going for the promotion that you know you could easily get, you know you're qualified for, you know you want. You're not allowing yourself to receive the opportunity that you desire. You're not allowing yourself to maybe even want it in the first place, never mind receive it. We can go even micro, like tiny examples of this. Maybe you're not allowing yourself to receive fucking compliments. It's such a British thing, right? I love your dress. Oh, like, got it in the sale from Primark. Oh, I'm really proud of the work you've done lately. Oh, really? Oh, well, I just feel like I've got so much more work to do and, you know, it's been really tough and like, I still want to do X, Y, Z. We're so quick, as women especially, to not receive affirmation, to not receive praise, love, gratitude. And if you think about it, if you won't even allow yourself to receive a fucking compliment, why are you getting mad that you're not receiving this huge, like, you know, pot of money that you want in your bank account, or this amazing job role, or this dream partner, or the healthy body you want to, you know, build for yourself? If you can't even receive a compliment, how are you going to receive your dream fucking life? You're going to struggle. Because there's so many things between where you are now and where you want to be. There's so many things to receive. There's support, there's guidance, there's clarity on your next steps, there's growth, there's love, there's support, there's abundance. There's so many things that the universe wants you to receive on the way. And so if you're blocking that from happening, you're basically blocking your own progress with it. And there's a little quote I have on my vision board, and I just looked up at it, and weirdly, it's not weird because I obviously chose to put it on my vision board for a reason, but the line in the poem is, let me feel wildly open to receive him. And I just looked up, and my unconscious mind like made me very aware of that phrase as I'm sharing this, which is pretty fucking wild. Like, thank you for that confirmation, universe. Because I've not read that poem on my vision board in a long time. How can you receive more? How can you allow yourself to receive more? When you allow yourself to receive more, you will be more successful in your career. You will have a healthier mind, body, and spirit. You will have more energy. You will have more time. You will have more time and spend more time doing the things that are important to you with the people who are important to you. You will achieve and manifest your goals smoother, faster, in the best way possible, with the best, in the best possible outcome, better than you could have even hoped for. You will land opportunities in your career or in your business that blow your fucking mind. Your relationship with your body will improve. You will, you know, your self-love journey, your self-worth will skyrocket. Your sex life will be through the freaking roof. Your intimacy with your partner will be next level. The patience and space you have to hold for your kids or for your pets or for your young family members who you care for will expand. It's like your life is a container, and right now you're only allowing yourself to receive a certain amount. And for some women, that's literally the bare fucking minimum that they can survive off. And that could be money, it could be support, it could be love and tenderness, you know, it could be anything. But you right now have a container of what you will allow yourself to receive. And I want you to expand that container so you can receive more. Because without expanding your capacity to receive more, how else do you see manifestation happening for you? And the beauty of it is, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you're like, Kat, this is all fucking well and good, you saying this, but I can't just click my fingers and receive more money because my boss has told me that I can't have a pay rise until blah, blah. Cool. So where else can you receive more? First of all, can you be open to receiving more money from other sources? Because that's the thing. Can you be open to receiving more pleasure, more love, more support from your partner? I remember being so resistant to even letting Adam cook a fucking meal when I was working in the evening. I would go out of my way to make sure that like tea was prepped, you know, dinner was prepped. If I was working in the evening, this is like, would have been when we first moved into our home. So like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I had to learn a big lesson in allowing that man to look after me, allowing that man to do something nice for me, which is something as simple as, oh, what do you want me to cook for dinner tonight whilst you're working, whilst you're on a client call? And I know someone listening is doing that. They're like, they're sacrificing their sanity, their energy to do everything and be everything to everyone, when there are people already around you who want to support you. It could be something so small like that that you start with. Noticing when someone asks, oh, do you want me to help you with that? And your knee-jerk reaction might be to say, no, it's okay, I've got it. But why? Why do you have to do it by yourself? If someone is going to desire to support you with that, why should you do it by yourself? You don't need to. Give that, if anything, give that person the gift of supporting you. Because many people also have their love languages, acts of service. That's definitely Adam, my partner. It gives your loved ones joy to support you. So receiving more should be at the top of your fucking priority list for 2024. And I bet after listening to this episode that you notice little moments throughout your day where your old self would have gone, no, it's okay. Or, oh, like brush off the compliment or speak negatively about yourself instead, to like counteract the praise or the accolade or whatever it is. Or, oh, like, I don't know if it's the right time for me to invest in that. I don't know if it's the right time for me to go for that promotion. I want you to start noticing where you are your own worst enemy in blocking your receiving. And how can you open to receive more? What would that look like in those small moments throughout your day? And when you are open to receiving support, the universe is conspiring in your favor. I want to talk to you about some of my alumni students from Next Level U and the wild shit that they manifested when they decided they were ready to receive it. Not when they were in victim mode, crying in the corner, thinking it's never going to happen. Not when they were sacrificing themselves to do everything for everyone. Not when they were procrastinating and thinking, it's too hard, I'm going to fail, I'm not even going to bother trying. No, not when they were sitting on the sidelines of their own life. When they decided and showed up to their life, living their life, enjoying their life, making the moves they want to make, being the woman they know they are here to be, that is when they received these magical things. So let's get into some of them. I've spoken about this before, but one of my Next Level U alumni students, Helen, really desired to stay at home with her little boy for a couple of years at least, until he started nursery. And that wasn't going to be possible financially because she lives in a dual income household. So she was on maternity leave. Everything was getting ready for her to go back to work. And she'd even said to me, like, they'd paid the deposit for the childcare, for the nursery, so that the ducks were in a row, like, she was ready to go back to work. But she knew that if it was meant to be, it will be. Like, if she desires this, they'll end up figuring it out. But from that practical standpoint, she was ready to go back to work. Shortly before she was due to go back, her husband got a job offer that replaced their full household income. So not only was it more than he's ever been paid before, but it actually replaced her full-time income too, removing the need for her to be going back to work. And she said it even was like the week before they were due to lose the deposit for their childcare. And we all know that shit is fucking expensive. So the universe came fucking through on the timing of that one. One of my other clients, Lucy, really wanted to go on a huge sailing trip, like for multiple months. But at the time, her work, she wasn't sure whether that was possible. And I think since 2020, so many people are in more remote positions. But for such a big shift to be happening, I think she was a bit nervous that wasn't going to be able to happen. But she desired it. She had it on a vision board and she fucking manifested it. She got paid to go on a sabbatical from work to go sailing. That is some awesome shit right there. And imagine if Helen, imagine if Lucy had thought, it's just not going to happen, is it? And they allowed themselves to feel like a victim to it. Or they, in the first place, didn't even allow themselves to dream about it, didn't even allow themselves to want it. Imagine if they'd done that instead of declaring that they desired it and trusting that things will fall into place and moving from that place, not giving up, still showing up, still taking action, but being open to receiving more, being open to receiving better, to be open to receiving it in a way that, like I said before, it's worked out better than you could have even ever imagined. And I know that's happened to me so, so many times in my life. So I want to end here by talking about allowing yourself to receive support in investing in yourself. Because if next level you is where you belong, where you desire to be, I wonder if this week you can sit with that energy of receiving and see if you can allow yourself to receive it. Because the thing in the way of you knowing you're going to get results, knowing you're going to be supported, knowing it's going to be an incredible investment, and waiting or putting it off or ignoring it, the things in between that, the fears, the doubts, the what ifs, that is all coming back to this energy of not allowing yourself to receive, of giving yourself the bare minimum when you give so much to others. And so allowing yourself to receive support in order to receive more from your life, like I said, in order to receive that level of standard that you're just like, your own life blows your mind. That is what is waiting for you inside of this program. And this is the last week you can join. So on Friday the 15th of December, doors are going to close. And the next time the doors open in late spring 2024, which is a long time to be waiting to be creating your dream life and receiving miracles, the next time the doors open, the price will have increased. So allow yourself to receive it. Allow yourself to say yes to your desire. If you belong in this program, I trust that you will get off that damn fence this week and dive in with us. It's the investment of a lifetime in yourself. You will be blown away by what's on the other side of this journey for you. A 10-week journey, mindset and manifestation, transformation, every single thing I know, over 10 years of doing this work, over 6 years of working with over 300 women across all my programs, 80 plus of those women who are Next Level You alumni. I know a thing or two about helping you manifest your dream life in a way that is aligned with your values, in a way that feels good, without needing to sacrifice time, energy, without burning out, in a way that allows you to be the most you can be, so that you get to Friday night or Sunday night and you look back at the week and you feel that momentum, you feel that clarity, you feel that confidence, because you know you are moving forward and you can see the difference in your career. You're gaining those opportunities. You can see the difference in your health. You're feeling more energized. You're committing to your goals. You can see the difference in your bank account. You and money are tight. You're in this amazing relationship with each other. Abundance is flowing into your life. Whatever your goal is for 2024, you can see it happening. You can see the momentum beginning because of the incredible work that you've done through committing to yourself and investing in yourself. That is where you could be by March if you say yes today. So I invite you to say yes. I always say the party bus is leaving. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a wild ride. We are all going to be setting off at the beginning of January, and the doors are closing on Friday. And I would love to have you inside. Your invite is, your name is on the list if you want to come. So check out the link in the show notes to get all the info you need. If you want to have a conversation with me about any questions, doubts, fears, whatever it is that you want to hash out, DM me on Instagram and we can either message or voice note back and forth. If you're not on Instagram and you've done Freedom to Rise, happy for you to message me on Facebook. And if you're not on Facebook or Instagram, but you want to message me to ask questions, you can email us at support@cathorrocks.com. I will make sure all the links you need are in the show notes. And I cannot frigging wait to see you in 2024. So like I said, this is the last episode of the year. I feel like a lot of people won't be listening to podcasts over the Christmas period. So I am choosing to take a little break, 2-week break. And if you are going to be missing the podcast, I invite you to scroll back and see other episodes that you might have missed or re-listen to some of your faves. So enjoy doing that over the next couple of weeks and keep in touch on Instagram as well, because I'm sure I'll be on there sharing little bits and bobs over the festive period. So I am sending you love. I will see you inside Next Level You, and I will speak to you on the podcast in January.